Hi, this is Barry. Thanks for joining me in this adventure of pursuing Jesus-focused youth ministry. I find for myself that every day I get distracted, and staying focused is one of the hardest things for me to do. To stay focused, I have to know what the focus is supposed to be. You, a youth pastor, have incredible responsibility for students, for your parents, for your volunteers, even your own family and your personal priorities. Those kinds of things can drive us to absolute distraction, trying to go in 1,000 different directions and spinning ourselves into a hole, trying to please everyone. What you'll find here with Jesus-focused youth ministry is that you will find your focus, and many of those things that are distracting you now, you'll know what to do with those. Jesus-focused youth ministry has been hammered out on the anvil of experience over many years and in many churches, literally around the world. I know that putting Jesus-focused youth ministry into practice in your particular ministry will radically influence the way you do youth ministry. Why is that true? Because Jesus-focused youth ministry will help you fulfill your youth ministry dreams by redirecting your vision, realigning your priorities, and providing you with much-needed practical tools. This self-training kit will give you all the pegs you need on which you can hang your entire ministry. Through completing and implementing this kit, you're going to discover God's unique, Jesus-focused expression through you and your church. This unique approach to youth ministry will change your students, parents, and volunteers and make you a powerful agent of the Holy Spirit. Now let me introduce my friend Matt Brinkley. I've known Matt since college. We've worked together for years. He's been a youth pastor for 25 years, 12 at his current church. He also leads PACT, a ministry to encourage youth pastors. You'll hear his voice on these CDs again and again. You can count on this. Matt has put Jesus-focused youth ministry into practice. Let me offer a few suggestions as you process through this training. First suggestion, put the CDs in your car and listen to them all the way through once before you begin the workbook. Another suggestion, set aside an entire day or two to go through the CDs with the workbook. I'd encourage you to stop the CD now and mark those dates on your calendar. As you go through each session, you're going to discover 6 elements in each session. Let me just walk you through those so you'll be familiar with them. Number 1, Jesus focus. Read this brief essay 2 or 3 times. When others are distracting you, you can go through the Jesus focus and rediscover your own Jesus focus. Secondly, hard questions. You will evaluate your ministry by looking at 36 hard questions. These questions will frustrate you, agitate, and disappoint you. They will tell you honestly where you are. Then you can move from where you are to where you need to be. Please answer the questions honestly. Get a trusted friend to walk through these questions with you for some honest accountability. Number 3, youth ministry principles. Here we will apply biblical principles to your youth ministry. The CD talks center around these principles. As you listen to the CDs, follow along in the notebook and take notes, both on what's being covered and, as equally important, what God is saying to you about your unique ministry. Number 4, practical steps. These are simply positive suggestions that will get you started in implementing each principle into your particular ministry. Number 5, plan of action. Implement. Let me say it again. Implement is a key word. The plan of action element will help you to implement. Fill out the plan of action at the end of each session prayerfully and thoroughly. The plan of action will help you discover the uniqueness of your ministry as you implement each principle. And number 6, finally, tools. Resources go with each principle. So look at the tools element, but finish the kit before ordering any resources. Then you can order from our website or from the brochure enclosed in the notebook once you know exactly what tools you will need. As you enter into this process, you're going to face many obstacles. For that reason, I'd like to pray for you as we begin. Lord Jesus, open the eyes of our hearts to see what you see. Let us see ourselves and our ministries as they really are. Give us the vision of what they can become. Without you, we'll never have a Jesus-focused youth ministry. So we now turn to you to empower us to put into practice what we learn here. Give us strength to follow through for your glory. Amen.